This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where I'm focused is the offense, because that's where the holes are, and that's where there are still options to go out and make an impact move. I still believe there are guys you can go sign, and I still will, until they do it or until they officially tell you it's never happening or until Nolan Arenado retires, I am going to scream about getting Nolan Arenado. But what bothered me about everything that Brian Cashman said was really one line. When asked about making these moves, the realities of the luxury tax penalties really inhibit us from doing anything further. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he said. The realities of the luxury tax penalties limit us from doing anything else. That is a bunch of crap. And that's not on Cashman. It's not on Cashman. We could say it's his fault that they're at this luxury tax hold with all these holes. That's fine. Conversation for a different day. This is about the owner of the New York Yankees. And we went over this yesterday. I don't know if it's a fact, because I don't think the books are public record. But there was a report yesterday. The Yankees haven't disputed it. Not sure why they would, even if it weren't 100% accurate, but they haven't disputed it, that they made over $100 million, you know, last year for their playoff run, and they were up 36% in ticket sales. 36%. And we talk, and here's, you want the Yankee shill shot at the Mets? Because you got to give it the occasional shot at the Mets just to keep things fun and exciting and keep you on your toes. The owner of the New York Mets talks about how the attendance lags behind success. Well, the Yankees last year were coming off the worst season in 30 years. 82-80 didn't make the playoffs. They signed Juan Soto. But they were up 36% off of that year, off just the excitement of signing Juan Soto and what it could be. They were up 36% in ticket sales and suite sales, and they made an extra $100+ million on their run to the World Series. To sit there and talk and be the mouthpiece for an organization and be there and stand. And again, I'm with you, Brian. The idea that we call Hal cheap is ridiculous. I'm with you. Cheap is the wrong word. Run like a small market. Small markets don't spend $300 million. Go look at the small markets and tell me what they spend. The Yankees aren't being run like a small market, and Hal isn't cheap. But man, oh man, if you are going to look the fan base in the face and tell them we've lost Giancarlo Stanton, we don't know when he's going to be back, both of his elbows have severe injuries, and there's still a chance of surgery which would end his year. Luis Gil is gone till July. And he's a pitcher, so who the hell knows? And Gerrit Cole is gone for the year and at least half of next year. And we just made $100 million on our way to the World Series. And we sold, and we were up 36% in ticket sales last year and made $400+ million in ticket and suite sales last year. And then we're going to tell you, as we are going to recoup $27 million from the injury of Gerrit Cole, that we can't reinvest that money into the team because the luxury tax penalties are far too punitive. That is a bunch of BS. There is no reason in the world that the New York Yankees right now should not be willing to make a move. And here's the main difference. Here is the main difference about whether or not they should make a move now or whatever you think of Nolan Arenado. Nolan Arenado will be a salary dump. You do not have to give up prospects. You're going to have to eat some of his, you're going to have to take on more of his contract than you'd probably like. You're going to, it's a money thing. That's it. It's money. And if we're going to talk about, which I agree with Brian Cashman when he says, things don't really start moving until after the draft. The draft is in June, late June. Then the trade deadline has been announced is going to be July 31st, as it normally is. So from June to July 31st, that's when the trading window opens. Do you know what happens in the trading window? You know, maybe Nolan Arenado's still there for the salary dump, but if you're going to impact the team there, and if you're going to tell me, well, listen, there's really not a lot of movement till then, you're going to have to give up prospects. And I keep saying this, and I'll keep saying it, the trade deadline isn't the same as it used to be. More teams are still in it because of the added playoff. Less teams are selling. And I don't know what's going to be available to them. And quite honestly, and I'll and here's where I'll give them a break too. A lot of the team is filled with their best prospects. Dominguez is their starting left fielder. Wells is their starting catcher. Peraza might be in the infield at third base. Volpe. Like Clark Schmidt. Like a lot of the team is filled with their farm system. The farm system is there for two things. To fill up your major league roster and to allow you to make trades to acquire good players to fill up your major league roster. And over the course of the last few years, they have traded away a ton of their farm system to try and bolster a team during the deadline or to pick up a Juan Soto, which they traded King and some of their other top pitching prospects. And the other top prospects are now filling the roster to the point where they have like Lombard, Pereira, and Spencer Jones. That's it. And I don't think Brian Cashman is interested in moving those pieces for what's going to be available at the trade deadline, like this, you know, maybe shy of Tucker or Guerrero. But at the trade deadline, everybody is looking to improve their team. Half the league will be looking to improve their team at the trade deadline. And less than half the league will be willing to sell or have pieces that will suit the New York Yankees. Right now, they have an option to make a move that no one else seems to be interested in just for money. That won't impact their farm system. That you don't have to trade away key pieces for that right now, quite frankly, are limited in the organization. That's what bothers me. Because they don't have the prospects to treat this luxury tax like a cap. So please stop telling me that the ramifications of the penalties are too severe to improve this team because the team needs to be improved. And name me a better way to do it than with money. And you just got 27, I'll do the math for you. You just got $27 million for Cole. Now, if you're really going to be technical, they don't see that money until he misses 60 games. I believe that's the case after reading a few articles. Who the hell cares? You're going to get it eventually. You're getting $27 million. Whether you get it now, halfway through the year, at the end of the year, you're getting $27 million.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I know with where you are at the luxury tax right now, every dollar spent puts you over, and it's double the, and it's the 100% tax. So that gives you $13 million. You all, as far as I know, me and Fliegelman were looking at all the different variations of websites that give you where the Yankees luxury tax is. Hal Steinbrenner himself said they're sitting at 304. And everything I've read is that any move they make has them already over the luxury tax and would cost them 100% tax. That means they're over 300 now. So don't give me the punitive damages that going over the luxury tax costs, whether it's the draft pick moving down 10 slots, or whether it's the international signing pool money, or whatever the case, besides just money out of Hal's pocket. Like, all of those things, as far as I understand it, and you can call me if I'm wrong, as far as I understand it, they're already over the final luxury tax, and all the penalties are there. So this is just about money. You're recouping $27 million. All the penalties you're talking about are still there. At the bare minimum, you should be willing to spend $13 million, which would be the $27 million because you're getting taxed at double that you're getting back from coal. That should be the bare minimum you're willing to add. And guess what? Nolan Arenado, you could figure out a way to work that money down to about $15 million for this year. So you got to spend another $5 or $6 million on top of it. So what? Like, the New York Yankees are not cheap. The New York Yankees are not run like a small market team. But the New York Yankees absolutely are lying to you when they tell you $300 million payroll every year is not feasible. It most certainly is. And right now, they are being ridiculous, treating this luxury tax as a salary cap. It is not. It is not. And if Cole were healthy and Stanton were healthy and Luis Gil were healthy, I would not be screaming about it. But they are not. And this is not a year to mess around with. You still have the best hitter in the planet. I don't know if I'll be able to say that next season. He'll be 34 next year. I still think I will be, but I don't know. I know they've got them right now. You have to be willing to spend a little bit to fix it. And what you got from Brian Cashman was, A, the typical, we always joke about getting him back will be like acquiring him at the deadline. No doubt, that's what they say at the trade deadline, and not just the Yankees, but all teams. That's the cliche in baseball. And then the other cliche, and this is from the Yankees a lot, well, right now there's really not a lot of movement until after the draft. There's really no one to pick up. This time of year is tough to recover. This time of year. And I get it. There aren't a lot of options, pitching-wise. And again, I'm okay with the pitching. I'm not out there looking for starting pitching. I'll live with Cookie Carrasco. I'll live with Will Warren. I'll live with it. I still think it's pretty good, and the Yankees do better at this than they do at the other aspects of their team. This offense needs to be improved. If you were going to have a lesser, the whole reason we were okay, or at least I was, okay with the lineup and the pivots they made and the optimism of the offense and the team was because, yes, the offense will be down, but hey, the starting pitching is dominant. Hey, the back of the bullpen should be dominant. So you know what? We can live with an offense that's down a little bit. You can live with it. And hey, maybe Bellinger, who's having a great spring, by the way, maybe Bellinger reverts back to 2 years ago or even better and closer to his MVP form. Goldschmidt, who has gotten hot the last couple of games and is going the other way, hit an opposite field home run 2 days ago, hit an absolute bullet down the line to drive in a run yesterday. Maybe he can have a bounce back year. Volpe was great in the postseason. Maybe he carries that over. Dominguez is a power hitting, switch hitting, prospect who runs like a deer. Maybe he'll bring in, a different aspect to this team. Jazz all year. Wells was arguably the best offensive catcher in the sport the second half of the season. There is some reason to be optimistic. But we knew heading in that the offense was probably going to be a little bit down, and we lived with it because the pitching was going to be excellent. Now the pitching is just okay. I still think it's okay, and I still trust the Yankees to be okay. But they need to improve the offense. And I'm only screaming about it because there's an option staring them right in the face. And it's just about money. And if we're going to wait for the deadline, I have to admit, I'll defend them on why the prospects are down. I'll defend them why the farm system is ranked 24th out of 30. I'll defend them on those reasons. They made a bunch of trades, and a lot of the roster is filled with their best prospects. I'm fine with it. That you go through, it's the whole point is to fill it up, to fill up your roster. Eventually, you're going to go through cycles. Hopefully they're going to be in the process now of building it up. No need to fill the roster up with so much prospects. They'll spend some money next year. They have prospects throughout the team. They'll start to build up the farm system. Right now it's a little bit down. And come the trade deadline, good luck finding pieces. You're looking for salary dumps, buddy. If you're not willing to do it with money, then you better be willing to do it with prospects. And I'd rather do it with money.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.